Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 15th of September 2015, the morning after those tumultuous events of yesterday, which, gee whiz, it was deja vu, you know, going back to 2009 and the leadership spill. After pressure had built within the Liberal Party and its membership to the extent that there was going to be a fairly huge explosion if the leadership issue hadn't been dealt with back then in 2009. And the reason there was going to be a leadership explosion was one singular issue: climate change, carbon tax, emissions trading scheme, etc. In the years that I've been exposed to this sort of stuff, say the last decade or so, maybe a little bit more, it sort of struck me that this is like religion, this climate change crap, the carbon, you know, emissions and carbon emissions trading, all that sort of stuff. It's like religion. You either believe it or you don't believe it. If you believe it and you've got your hands on the levers of government, my God, that is a very, very potent and volatile mix for spending a lot of other people's money on something that is so bloody nebulous, amorphous, and out there in the never-never. But that is what people who are driven by a genuine belief that this climate change stuff is real, that is what they do. They spend huge amounts of money. They overly compensate undeveloped countries. They burden themselves with this blame that somehow we in the industrialised West have made the planet unlivable, and that unlivability has been applied disproportionately to developing countries, etc. And the only way we can atone for this is by paying them heaps of money. Malcolm is one of those people. The pressure from the grassroots of the Liberal Party, its membership, in the months leading up to the leadership spill in 2009 was immense. And Tony Abbott was installed as the new leader, and my God, didn't he lead? He was such an effective campaigner in targeting Rudd Gillard. And the tragedy is that when he got into office, what can you say have been his major achievements? For what it's worth, in remembering Tony Abbott, well, I was going through some pretty horrible stuff at TUE in the week or so prior to me getting the flick. Tony rang me one day, and I just happened to be in at St George Hospital in the ward with my sister and my little nephew, Zach. There'd been a bit of a car prang, and Zachy was in hospital. He's in a terrible way. And the car prang involved my sister driving. Anyway, Tony rang me up to say, mate, look, this stuff with TUE, you know, sometimes you've got to stoop to conquer. He said, don't compromise your values, your morals. Don't lie. If they're asking you to lie, you can't cop that. But he said, you know, anything you can do to keep that job, keep it, because there are very few voices like yours on the radio, mate. And I said, listen, Tony, thanks for that. I can't talk. I'm here at the hospital with my sister and nephew, Zachy. He goes, Tony Abbott said, why? What's up? So it had been a terrible prank, you know, my sister was driving, blah, blah, blah. He said, put her on. And he was the opposition leader, as busy as all get out. But for 3/4 of an hour, Tony Abbott spoke to my sister. Nothing to do with politics, just the extension of a bit of care, pastoral care, to somebody that, well, he knows our family, but he didn't know Kathy particularly well. And I asked Kath a couple of months ago, what's your memory of that conversation with Tony Abbott? And spontaneously she said to me, he was like a father. He was just like a father. I know that's the character of the bloke. I know one of his great strengths is loyalty. It's also one of his great weaknesses, because he tends not to move on people around him who need to be moved on. You can't help but say that his chief of staff, Peter Credlin, has been the cause of so much angst amongst his ministers, so much internal division, and so much artificially created, hatreds and dramas that should not have been there. They should have been dealt with. And that, sadly, that's Peter Credlin. I would say to you, Tony, my God, You've had more than an honourable contribution to the country over the last years, going back to 2009, when you took over from, well, Nelson Turnbull then you. You're an aggressive force as opposition. You had the right ideas, particularly with your first budget. You had a Senate that was determined to frustrate your efforts. But I think you should stand proud, Tony Abbott, and watch as the next leader, Malcolm Turnbull, takes the party in the direction that his mind seems to be oriented towards. And that means a lot more sympathy for some of the issues that are sending this country broke.